This is where the Rebecca comes in.
I'm going to take my regular chair back.
Oh.
Regular.
Regular.
Oh, it's fantastic, beautiful sandstone. I'm a geologist.
Hey, she knows about rocks.
Forefathers wouldn't have carved naked women in pictures in them.
I didn't notice that, I must say.
I can show them to you.
Listen, you might get some, you're great, that guy was a, what'd you say, was a stonemason?
Yeah.
Yeah, rock mason.
You might get some vibes off his wall.
Rock.
I don't know.
That's petrified sand rock.
That's what?
Petrified sand rock, which will outlast limestone rock, they told me.
Yes,
but
it will. Yes, it will. By a hell of a lot.
Why is that?
Because it's the pieces in it are made out of quartz.
Oh, yeah?
And probably that looks like it might be Rubidoux sandstone. Rubidoux formation?
No, I really know about it.
When they trimmed it off to make it square, though, is where your designs came in it.
All I know about integrals in the infinite series.
Well, the Rubidoux sandstone has enough iron, oxidized iron in it to make that pretty color, and that's the only formation I know that might be around these parts that would be that color.
The dark one, see the dark one.
Where'd they get this rock from, anyway?
It was out here. You better flip that line on, Reuben.
The
dark part has never been touched. See, that part's been touched. It chipped it off. That's
they
why
cleaned
it's
it
light.
Up.
But see here? Now, I want you to flip. You've been to the Capitol stuff where they got these big water squirts out and they got statues.
Yeah.
Okay, you look right up here.
Okay.
See this head of hair here?
Hey, you're dumping
arm,
that tobacco in my face.
There's nothing in here. And see her little rump and her leg coming down, leaning up there. See that? See here where this lady's laying here? Here's her head up there in here.
You've been
and
sitting here
down
too
here.
Long.
Here's one leg stretched out, one there. Here's some more legs there. See this mountain goat here? See that? With the eye there and its horns right here. Climbing up this cliff?
Yeah, I see it real good when you point it out.
Okay, see this bulldog face up there?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. And they said I was seeing things.
No, they're
if
there.
You take I don't see Blankets, if someone come down and she could bring that perfectly out.
There you go, yeah.
That don't look like a woman's rump, I don't know.
Man, you've been sitting here too long.
Does it? You've seen
so.
One before, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I have.
Hey, you can make anything out of anything out of that wall.
See, that used to was a window.
Was it a window from the house out?
Yeah.
That was a nice view of the valley that you drew it.
Well, you just look out this window now.
We put these in.
Yeah, but great-great-grandpa.
Did you see the porch out there? We haven't got finished.
I've been in the room here, but
great-great-grandpa, Ray. He was able to see out his bedroom window.
We took a, there was a brick wall all over through here.
Uh-huh.
Chimney in it. The chimney went bad. And we took that out before. Well, we made a door in here. It was one door when I was born in this corner here.
Uh-huh.
So then this was against this wall here.
Uh-huh.
Where they had the
this fireplace.
Stove in on the old thing.
Uh-huh.
And we did this whole, this wall, brick wall was in there. Three brick thick and didn't hold a darn thing up. So we took it all out.
Yeah.
And made it one and we put this new door.
And so this just, what was the porch
the,
then? That's not this.
That is 20 some years later that room was put onto this house.
Because
there was a porch all along here. This
is another add-on part.
Well,
this is
see that white? There was a little porch there.
Uh-huh, yeah, see where that
now,
was.
Our plans is we're taking this out from here on to this door.
And just open up that wall there.
This is a floor-bearing wall, so what we got to do, we got to prop that, hold it up till we put the beams in the hole.
Yeah, or
now
even
she wants me to take all this off and make that rock show like over there.
Uh-huh. That, how do they get that off?
My grandfather had this put on. It's about
It's a concrete that's over the top of the...
It's over that, they've done that for protection, I guess.
Yeah, now, on our, the marks like that, we live in a house that's about 100 years old, and it's got the foundation with the marks in it like that.
The old people made them straight, didn't they?
Yeah.
I can show you the part I did, what broke off before, and that was the back of the house at the time I fixed it, I just took a nail along.
But how, so how did they get, they just put a concrete form up there and just pour the concrete in there? How do you get that off? You sandblasted it, or...
No, we take air chisels, me and Sandy, my daughter along, took that off of there. But see, I'm gonna put the door back in to keep that set, oh, that's just...
Yeah.
And then, see, there's the two French doors, I got them out of an old house, I got the other sets on the other side.
So that'll go in when you take down that wall?
That'll go in here.
Oh, I see.
Then we'll walk into that room where we got all our secretaries and our antique furniture stored in that room.
Uh-huh.
See how stuff's piled up?
Uh-huh.
You can see the French doors.
Yeah, there's French doors there.
Well, these will match them right here. Then I'm gonna open that closet up there and be a door in there, because that's such a dark room.
Uh-huh.
See, I bought windows and doors out of an old house up there, because see this little bevel over that deal?
Uh-huh.
We haven't got this part finished. I had this put on, this porch, and she wanted the beams to show, so that's off the barn.
Uh-huh.
Riddle.
Uh-huh.
And then I had these, I'm gonna see if I put the window out here too. I didn't want to be, they made me a salesman, so I get mine.
So you get them cheaper, huh?
But I got most of these all a lot cheaper.
Uh-huh.
Because they made them wrong for my kitchen, and then they didn't want to take them back, and they said if I could use them, then so then I put them in here. I had older type windows in here. And we couldn't keep this side of the house warm to suit us, so we put the porch on, and with the old type windows with them weights in, you couldn't insulate it. So when I put these in, I re-insulated all of it. Now I can take this out and the house stays warm.
Yeah.
But there's our fruit basement. About through here, before, underneath here, where we do our tan and stuff. This is all on just the ground.
Uh-huh.
But this is some of the old furniture left there. My dad, mom, my grandparents, they had a big old couch that was ahead.
Yeah, a big old wood thing.
But then we probably a lay a linoleum type in it. We don't care for rugs. We had rugs put upstairs.
Yeah, we don't either. We had all our rugs pulled up and we put down the wood floors in our place.
Well, wood floors, but we got wood floors. I laid that wood floor in
there,
but it needs to be redone, but I don't want to do it till I get this other stuff done.
Sure.
If I live long enough to do it.
Yeah.
See, you can see it at the end of the bottom here.
Uh-huh.
All the way to the bottom down there. Yeah. That's a mile from here to the end of
Is
the
it really?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like a mile when you look.
Over 100 acres in here, I can drive from, if it ain't wet, I can drive from the upper end to the bottom, because I'm good waterways. When I came out of service, this big sycamore down here where that machine shed sits down here in the woods, you went by it, didn't you? When you went across the right down here.
I think so,
That's as far as you can see. There was timber up through there, and I made that a waterway. Then there was timber up where you went in to cross to go to the lake or across the creek. That was timber up through there. I took all that out. And I took, there was a field I never could see way at the bottom. There was 3 acres. The second was this big. I saw it on them. I wore three same chainsaws out the first few years I was back in the Army. Now I farmed the whole thing and stumped ahead. And I cleared that hillside off up there. That was an old field rolled up where the cattle crossed the creek.
Uh-huh.
Well, all around the lake, them fields, that field you cross, that was three little fields, and that sycamore was on there. I cut 300 and some logs out of there. They were elm, there was sycamore and stuff, and they'll pay you 3-4 cents a foot, you know, for pallets. And I used that to glue those tops off the creek bank, and I farmed that, and then I stumped away and said, oh, that's out. Because you have to keep working. The last I cleared was right down in the kitchen, you can see there are little walnuts I left there. What do you think our road was gonna come in and out though? We're used to it, but everybody raised his hand about it.
Oh, it's not bad. I've seen worse.
I carried mail 31 years, and I was a regular carrier 13 years. We had 2 foot of snow, and I went right out there with my little old scout.
Yeah. Now, is the second story added on later too, or was there a second story?
No, this is over that room that we built later. This was an attic, and this switch went out of there. So I got an It was usually a fan I got. You see, this is three stories high. Up here.
Yeah, because there's a window in the basement. I remember standing down there looking out.
Yeah, our basement's a mess. We have to get, but we just can't get caught up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was operated on in January, and that put me out for 8 weeks with the neck brace.
Yeah.
And my neck still sore.
What happened? You were in an accident or something?
No, three ruptured discs.
Oh.
And 2 inches of my spinal cord was pressed tight.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't raise my arm. I walked, want to lift my leg a foot, it'd come up 6 inches, and I'd fall because I couldn't fall. Didn't know it was raised up.
Yeah. Oh, back stuff is tough.
He didn't open this door, did he?
No.
Now, this is the only attic we're left in. It's a mess. Everything's on there. I'll show you some old stuff if you want to see it.
Oh, that switch.
Old furniture that my great grandfather from my mother's side, my father's side, Wayne Hainers. He was a carpenter, largest
my
furniture maker
carpenter.
In Gaston County.
My dad's a carpenter. So what is it? I never heard anybody talk about immigrants' trunks before. I don't know
that's
what that is.
That's immigrant trunks. That's what they brought stuff over from the old country.
So that was like everything they brought with them
and
from the old country.
This is
they
one.
Put in
I
there?
Bet that thing would bring $600-$700 on a sale. Anyhow.
It looks like,
it looks like it's
got a lot of
twisted handles on there, see? Look at that handle.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's a metal.
But Bernice run on to the lock someplace. She's got it full.
Uh-huh.
But see, all them old beds, we had them set up for the boys, so they wouldn't, where they made them, they couldn't tear them up, you know, boys.
Yeah. Now, you were saying that every one of these immigrant trucks you see, that
the locks are torn up from the
Civil War.
They kept their deeds in there and locked them up, and they tore the locks off.
So they could get into the good stuff there.
See, this is a chimney comes through up there. We had a new chimney.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But every house needs some place to put stuff. There's our little telephone. I just sold one on a sale the other week, about $300 and some.
Oh, that is an old one, ain't it? Yeah.
A hoop and holler on. Oh, wow, I got a group of them. Get there. A little old short string. Old water.
There's a military bugle play here.
They call me, then I take it to the sink. And because they sound terrible when they're dry like that.
I'm looking at it out of the way.
Japanese Papasan made me made that for one pack of cigarettes.
For one pack of cigarettes.
Over
Corporal
Japan,
Reuben A. J.
August a. John.
August
Chaplain's
John.
Chaplain's assistant. I was chaplain's assistant 8 months. The last 8 months I was a service over there.
Uh-huh.
I was a radar operator and truck driver, and they got rid of that part of it in there, and they sent us to a line battery. Then the chaplain asked me to be chaplain because I took it so I could type. That's a pretty nice job, though.
Uh-huh.
Had a Jeep 7 days a week. I was made honorary chapter of the future farmers up there because I sold a lot of stuff for them. They made, didn't charge them commission.
Mm-hmm.
It says that's all auction material. But I can take $100 a month off my taxes for having this office separately. You got a
Well.
But I never use this office. I do it sit at the kitchen table.
Was this on here originally, or the house was just two rooms?
There was a porch, a small porch here.
This is the porch.
No, there was a small porch right here originally. It was a two-room house, hall, and a porch on each side. Little one over there, and one little here.
And go upstairs.
Then my grandfather, I guess, made a porch all the way through, across here.
Uh-huh.
But then Dad, when he got married, they had this as a kitchen den, and they boxed this in on the front control. And then when I moved in with Bernice, then we boxed this one up and made this as their kitchen. This was their front room and their bed. They had two bedrooms.
So Dad died, and then Mom didn't want you, didn't have the one own kitchen. So she ate with us.
Well, I remember Grandpa Bray sitting in there watching TV. He had his chair backed, that old black chair backed up into that doorway.
And Jackie, the police dog, would come in and...
Yeah, Jackie.
Lay right beside him. And he'd pet that dog.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that dog wouldn't hurt a flea. It helped somebody rob the place.
Well, sounds like any dog I ever had.
Well, I guess it'll stay in the family. You never know what the younger generation will do.
Terrible.
I'm going to probably leave it to them, but then I'm dead. I don't know what they're doing. Now this room, did he show you this room?
No.
No, man, we were waiting on you.
This is our bedroom now, because...
Uh-huh. And this is part of the original place.
Yeah, this is original. We can't even hear it raining here hardly. It's always warm and always cool in the summer, because there's 2-foot rock walls all around.
Yeah, the stone around it.
But see, this was taken, what made this smaller, the bathroom and this walk-in closet here.
Uh-huh.
But this is the room Conrad Bray and his wife both died in. It's also the room where my grandparents both died in. I remember Grandpa died in a rocking chair sitting right there.
Yeah,
while you was watching? While you were watching?
No, Gussie, his mother went to wake him for supper, and he just laying there with him like this, dead, in a rocking chair. And he went down and fed his horses that night.
She told me about that. She said she ran out and told him that Grandpa won't wake up.
And my dad and mother both died. So me and Bernice moved in.
Oh boy.
We're next. I'm 60 years old.
Well, 60's
neck,
not old.
And I had my neck. I've been operated on 6 times. I got
but
20
60
wire,
ain't old
I
yet.
I got 20 wire stitches in me.
Well.
Voice operated on twice in a stupid oxygenarian. Quarter of a half an hour, somebody buy an hour. That'll be the one of a half an hour, somebody buy a 2 and a quarter half an hour, somebody buy.
You are talking in there. I can hear it. I'll have to slow it down on the tape. When I feel like
$800, $925, $959, $975, $900. I sold a real estate last Saturday. 21 acres in a house and shit, $175,000. I mean, that's 38 years. I held 3 jobs for 31 years. Then I retired from the post office. Now I keep about... Oh, we got around 60 big cows, man. So we had bad luck with calves. Everybody did around there. With the mold gun, we all had calves. I had about 30 calves. We got about 20.
Wow.
Or 10. But that's the profit. Pull that long string above your head, leave the fan on it when I go to bed tonight.
It'll be cool.
So then we put this on, but here I was going to show you this. Talk about.
Oh, here's some more of the wall, the original
well,
wall.
Well, see here, and that water got behind, and this was really the back of the house.
Uh-huh.
So I plastered it up, and I said, well, no one ever
you
see it.
You did your nails, that's the nail,
nail
part you were talking
I just
about.
Went nail. Oh, there's up there.
They did something, they must have had like a chalk line or something, or
I'll
maybe a form
what,
thing
stuff,
they pressed into
that
it.
That stuff, for what they had to work with, they done an A1 job.
Yeah.
Well, you just have to wait until years of... Oh, rain and weather, where's this
but
down?
Like the basement,
no,
last week we decided we better clean it. But I got trouble with this leak in the basement until I get this fill done out here.
That's all because you changed the kitchen.
No, it is not. Basement under that room is a solid limestone rock with its layers, and it comes off the hill through them rocks, and there ain't anything you can do about it.
It's a water table. Curious. Running off the hill.
Oh.
And it only does it when it rains because it gathers up here. I didn't put that concrete up there. They put it there, but they should have put a retaining wall deeper on it. Might have helped.
Well, how come you didn't just run into that cistern out there?
What's over there?
Well, Carrie said this is a cistern.
No, septic tank.
That's what he said. Nah. You're lying.
Well, you must have asked Carrie a few questions, didn't you?
Yeah.
Now, that barn there is pinned together. The one you looked out of there, the little one right there.
Uh-huh.
And that big one over there is pinned together. And there's a log in that barn, a girder goes through the center of that barn. I guess it's 70 feet long. It's one piece.
One tree?
Hewed out, drawn out of the bottom here. They pulled it out with 6 oxygen.
Wow.
I'm going to take my cap off. Very informative.